It's the blackout.
What's up, everybody? On today's extra special episode of the Hashtag Blackout Podcast, it's Mama's Day, where you save the drama for your mama to a different day because they don't want to hear it today. It's their day, so let's celebrate them. We have some Mother's Day stories we're going to try to get into today. Quick ones. We have a couple voicemails from y'all.
Froze.
And Jay's got questions. Or maybe just a question. We'll see when we get there. All this and more on this special episode of the Hashtag Blackout Podcast.
People, this is what we got to deal with sometimes. Technical difficulties.
Some days.
That's what makes it hard. Time zone. Hello? Heard something. Clicking something.
Hello?
Check. Hello?
Hello?
I hear you. What? No, maybe not.
See, I got it. Hello?
You two people are loving this. Hello? Hello?
You know, some days you just don't quite know what's going to work out in life. Is it going to be your echoing audio? Is it going to be your camera? Is it going to be your computer? Is it going to be your cell phone? What it's going to be? And today, my internet chose violence and it's having trouble connecting to my phone that is not even connected on the Wi-Fi. What is going on here?
Happy Mother's Day.
Well, trying to think. Yeah, happy Mother's Day. I've already done the intro just in case.
I missed the whole intro. I have absolutely no clue.
You know what? Said.
But it's all good. Somebody caught it.
Okay. This is killing me. Okay. All right, great. Let's start this Mother's Day episode. Yes, Jay. What is up? So, hey. Yeah. What's up? I'm Jared. And.
Hey, what's up? I'm Jay.
This is. Yeah. And. Yeah. Happy Mother's Day. Back. Episode 252 on the glitchiest ever episode of the Hashtag Blackout Podcast. Maybe. We'll have to go back to some of the older episodes to see which one is glitchiest. Oh, but I know there's one.
We've had some bad ones.
Oh, yeah. The Skype. The one. Skype sucks. I can't remember which episode that is, but I know that was horrible. But hey. Yeah, it is Mother's Day. It's a great day for all the mothers. And happy Mother's Day to all the mothers out there. Our moms. Our aunts, and of course our wives and sister-in-laws or sisters, whatever. Anyway, sister-in-law. But hey, and happy Mother's Day to all the mamas out there. The baby's mama's mamas, and the baby's mama's 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 mamas. Jay, so with it being Mother's Day, instead of me having a regular question of the day, I would like to see if you have any stories, any Mother's Day stories or any stories of your mom or your wife in the mommy, in the mommy position. whatever.
That's so easy, dude.
Go for it.
So I am 6 years old, 6 year old Jay. Pretty artistic kid, I must say so. I had the bright idea of making my mom a Mother's Day card. What did I use to make her Mother's Day card? Her favorite lipstick.
Ooh.
Not the smartest move. While she possibly appreciated, she didn't tell me yes or no if she did. But I got the whipping. And I got to kneel down in the corner and face the wall, because that's how my mom used to discipline me. You whip me, then you make me kneel in the corner, face the wall, and think about what I did. So, there you go. That was my
Dang.
Yeah.
Do you ask your mom about that right now?
No, I don't think I've asked her about that in a very long time.
Aunt Nanny. Oh man, I'm glad I never got in trouble by her. At least not in that bad of trouble, thankfully. Whew.
Yeah.
Precious yeah. Lord, boy. That is wild. Yeah. Kids, don't use your mama's lipstick. Yeah, they don't play. They don't play about that. Wow. I'm trying to think. I don't know, man. I have too many stories. One of my stories, I don't know why I'm thinking about this right now, but one of them does actually involve my dad. My dad used to take me to the backyard all the time, throwing the baseball, right? Because I played baseball, Little League and stuff like that. So my dad and I would throw the baseball all the time. And I remember, as we sort of like got further and further apart in the backyard so he could throw it longer, I remember my mom popping her head out the door and saying, Jimmy, be careful. That's my dad's name. And my dad's like, he's all right. He's all right. He can catch. It was like those words were in slow-mo when he said them. And so next thing a few tosses later, my dad throws the ball and it's coming toward my face. Right. But I know as somebody who's played baseball for more than 10 seconds that day, I know to put the glove right up to try to catch the ball, especially the direction it was coming. But for some reason, that ball seemed like it didn't dip like it was supposed to. And just it literally came right over the top of my glove. Pop! Right in my top lip. And it busted my lip like hard. And I was like, oh, like the shock of getting hit. I don't know why I just acted that out like that. But the shock getting hit, and my mom came out and yelled at my dad like crazy. And he was like, it's not my fault. I threw the ball to him. He should have caught it.
Yeah.
And my mom yelled at him so much, and then she brought me inside. She's like, yo, sit over here, got me a little ice pack, comforting me or whatever. And yeah, man, right. I don't know why that popped in my head just then, but it just shows you mama don't play about her baby, and she's always right, because she told my dad to chill out, be careful, it was time for dinner, like something like that. And my dad was like, nah. But my dad was also, sometimes he decided to go rogue in the most fun ways possible. So, yeah, man. Love my mama. There's plenty of more amazing stories that we both have.
Oh, man.
But,
Yeah.
It
reminded me of the last time my mom whipped me.
Uh-oh.
And it wasn't like you get to be that age, like, oh, whipping ain't nothing.
Yeah.
It really was. So I think I'm like maybe 15-ish, 16, excuse me, somewhere around there.
Mm-hmm.
And so me and one of my best friends are chilling in their bedroom watching TV and stuff, and then my mom comes in the room. She's like, make sure you fix that bedspread. Don't be having that. The spread all on the floor and whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So she was like, pull it back. So I got up, and I, mind you, my back is towards like their window.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend was on the other side of the bed. He had stood up, and I guess his feet were on the spread.
Mm-mm.
On the floor.
Mm-hmm.
So I start pulling, and I'm just playing around being jokey joke. So I pulled, and he stepped off. And right as he stepped off, I went backwards. My back hit the window, broke the window. My mom got up, and she came flying towards me with all force, slapping me in the head, fussing at me, yelling at me. Why was I playing around, messing around?
Oh,
but at the time, it was all funny because I was laughing at the... It wasn't like I was 6 years old again.
Mm-hmm.
She didn't make me go kneel in the corner, but she was slapping me, man. She was slapping the mess out of my head.
Wow.
So, yeah, last time she did that.
That's hilarious.
I guess she figured I was older now.
Was that in your childhood house, or is that in the current house?
Yeah, that was in the childhood. That was in my childhood house. We didn't move to the current house until I was probably like 20 years old.
Okay, yeah, that is funny because I remember that. So, Jed Del Negro popped in.
Yeah. Let me see what he says.
Jed Del Negro from the Don't Judge Me podcast says, "I'm in confusion. How is it two moving Jareds at one time? Which one of all is twin. AI? That one's AI. That one.
Yeah.
That one. No, that one.
That one right there.
What's up, J. Del Negro? Happy Mother's Day to you, sir. Hopefully you're having a great day. Wow, that's great, man. We're having some technical difficulties with one of the computers and also with my internet connection. Utah is slow today for some reason. Hadn't woke up. So I had to put myself on my phone as well as on my laptop to see what works. So there we are. Speaking of your that old house, you know, I can picture that room, just like I'm sitting in it right now. And yeah, that's hilarious. But, you know, it's always funny because mamas, you would get in trouble for stuff sometime, you know, like you get in trouble sometime for stuff that wasn't even really your fault. Like that situation, that wasn't your fault. You know what I'm trying to say?
No.
There's stuff that I did. I remember there's stuff that I did or I was a part of, and I got in trouble for it. And even if it was like my brother or sister's fault, and they're like, "You should have known better. You're the oldest one. You should have known better." And I'm like, "But I would, you know." And I get a whooping. My mama would say, "Go get the Switch."
The Switch. You know, love the Switch. And if didn't love it, but I love.
If y'all don't know what the Switch is out there, in the black household. If you got in trouble and your parents couldn't find a belt or something else to spank you with or whip you with at the time, they would have you go and get a Switch. Or they would go and get the Switch themselves. The worst part is, if they went and got the Switch, you knew it was going to be like a branch. It felt like it was a branch from a tree, but it was really, you know, just a branch from a bush that they had taken all of the leaves off of so it could fly through the air, be more aerodynamic, and provide... Yes. The spanking. But if you went and got a Switch, and if you got something that was too weak or too short, because you know the Switch, it always seemed like it needed to be about 3 to 4 feet long. I don't know why, but if you got a Switch that was way too short, then you would get spanking even harder because then they would have to go and get the Switch.
Yeah, and you got to test it out because you got to swing it, make sure you get that whoosh in the air.
That was the worst feeling and the worst sound, boy.
Dang. Yeah.
The Switch. But yeah, hey, thank you to all of our mamas for kicking our tails when we were kids, keeping us in line, and loving us, you know, when we needed it. So, you know, y'all have been blessings to our lives and will continue to be more than you even know. So, thank y'all for that. Now, I know we have a couple of voicemails. So, Jay, we're going to have to get creative today. So, I'll let you obviously tell the people where they could leave the voicemails. And I think we have one from Mr. Del Negro. So, that's nice. And then go ahead and play them as well.
All right, people. 3-8-5-3-B-L-A-K-P-C or 3-5-3-2-5-2-5-7-2. That's where you give us a little call, it's a voicemail. You want me to see if I can pull it up?
Yeah, sure.
On my phone. It's voicemail. Phone. When was our last call? When was our last thing? Last on the 7th. Mm-hmm. So let's see. Let's back up all the way to that time. All right. And here we go.
Jalapeno J and regular J. This is J from up top, and by up top I mean Maryland. where the Don't Judge Me podcast records. Well, here's the question I have for you guys. Recently, I saw a picture of Rakim, the God MC, with a fan. And the fan was significantly taller than Rakim, and they were in just like a casual setting, throwing up gangster NYC poses, because, you know, B-boy stands, because that's how they do. The interesting part about the photograph was the fan was wearing, like, casual clothes. Like, you know, something a little more fitted, sleeker, slimmer, something that works. Like, not too far out there, just casual attire for this year. Rakim was dressed like it was 1999, from the super tall Tims, the super baggy Jabot jeans, a big, heavy leather coat, a Scully turned to the side with a brim on it. It was just like, it was Wu-Tang Clan just hit the scene, and Rakim was on a tour date with him in 2023. So my question is, if you were stuck in a year, what year would it be, and what would your fit look like from top to bottom? J-Dell Negro here, blackout. Peace.
Wow.
So the bottom of that message read, Jay down that girl here, blackout peace.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah, that's funny. That's funny.
So he was saying that was like at a, was it at a Rakim concert? Because I missed the first half. I'm sorry.
I guess I don't know if it was like at a concert, but he just said it like it was a fan that, you know, that took a picture with him. So I'm assuming it was probably at some kind of event.
Thank you for that,
yeah.
J-Dell.
But yeah, I've seen quite a few recent pictures of Rakim with similar attire on.
Wow. Wow, so if you were stuck in a year, that's a great question. If you were stuck in a year, what would you be wearing and what year would it be?
Man, I tell you, my college years were like my best dress years. Let me think. So, Mecca or Nietzsche jeans, kind of with the stone wash, maybe some Jordans or some Lugs or some Buffalina boots.
Mm-hmm.
Very dated, now that you think about it, 20 years ago. Shirt wise, that's tough. That's a tough one. I can't think because I was a man of culture back then.
Yeah,
I had lots of clothes. Man. So yeah, somewhere around there. What about you? What you got?
That's good. Honestly, I was, you know, whenever my connection went out, I was honestly thinking of that same time frame. Mm. So that time frame for me, I was like into college. Mm-hmm. Going into workforce mode, I guess, whatever that means. Mm-hmm. So yeah, I would say probably around the same time. For me though, the tennis shoes back then, what was I wearing? I was probably wearing some Adidas. It was weird because like my buddies back then were all soccer fans.
Mm-hmm.
So I got into, you know, soccer a little bit more, and I started wearing Adidas because that was the shoe of the moment for most people around there. And then, yeah, man, just like some baggy jeans and a polo shirt from like TJ Maxx or Ross. Oh, I'd find all of my designer clothes at TJ Maxx and Ross. If I was wearing anything nice, it would also be something that I purchased from Steinmart, either Steinmart or, like JCPenney's, just so I could wear it for the event I have to go to and then bring it back the next day. That's it.
Wow. Wow. Man, I tell you, I was a little too bougie for Ross and TJ Maxx. Wasn't until I got into the real world, the adult world, more responsibility after college world, that I started shopping there. But yeah, I hear you. I just bought some Adidas like last week. Got a couple pair, man. Yeah.
That's funny.
That's cool. That was good times. Yeah. Would I want to be stuck there? Maybe if I was 21 again, 22. But now I'm closely approaching 43. Yeah. So.
Yeah. Speaking of, your birthday is in 3 days.
Yeah, man. I'm going to be up there.
Up is it there, 3 days man. Or 2 days? Oh, it's 2 days.
Tuesday. Tuesday? Tuesday. Tuesday. Yeah. 15, 15, 16. Yep. Yeah, man. Taurus, baby. Appreciate it.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
That's cool. All right. Good deal. Yeah. Well, yeah, go ahead and play the second one.
Great question. This one comes from our cousin, Miss Diva from Memphis. Here we go.
Y'all, sister cousin from Memphis, guess what the new latest crime spree is now? It's in Atlanta, different parts of Georgia, where the females are going into the Kohl's store and stealing men drawers, like the ones by Nike, like the biker short looking drawers. They stealing them by the packs. Yeah, and they go into the Kohl's store. I'm just trying to figure out why y'all stealing men underwear. Do y'all like the way they fit? Mm-hmm. I'm just trying to figure it out. Who's selling them on the street? I mean, I don't have a guy right now, but maybe my brothers would like some. I don't know. Okay, I'm just wondering. Huh, interesting. That's all I got to say. Have y'all been looking at Power, Ghost, the sign? Oh, y'all, it's good. Mary J. Blige still can't act, but it's good. Okay, I'm going to talk to y'all later.
I had not heard about the new crime spree, stealing men's drawers.
What kind of, like, why would you even want to, you know?
Hey, man.
I don't get it.
You know, there's a lot of women out there that I'm trying to be politically correct for 2023. You know,
there's a lot of people that want to. Yeah, I got you. Wow, that's crazy. But hey, you know what, Memphis men, you know, just hang on to your undies. You know, like Samuel L. Jackson said, hold on to your butts, just hang on to your undies. You don't want to get them ganked. Or the Kohl's stores, I guess, more specifically. Lock them up. You know how in Walmart where they like lock up the things that they think people have been stealing a lot? You know, they need to have, they need to have like the men's underwear, you know, locked under lock and key. I saw recently a video in Walmart where they locked up the baby clothes in the baby section.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, y'all are that ghetto to steal baby clothes.
It happens a lot.
I don't even understand it.
It happens a lot, man.
And the problem is the baby clothes, you know, for a certain age range, they only last for like a couple months. And then you got to move out to some different clothes.
Yep.
So you just come back to Walmart every couple months to steal like the next size up. 0 months to 3, 3 to 6, 6 to six to 9, 9 to 12. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's wild. I don't get it, man, but
I don't know.
It's wild in these streets. All right. Next up.
Y'all, this is me, Kayla, your cousin. So what's the slang for a mature woman that the youngins are calling? Somebody called me auntie the other day. He said, hey, auntie, I like that shirt. And I just looked at him and I said, what you got on me? Auntie, you look like an auntie, you know? I said, thank you. But also, what slang in your part of town? Because in Memphis, we got, I want to see if y'all understand this. We ain't know. Jump.
We ain't know.
Everything. Those. Dipping out. Boom, boom, boom. Do y'all know what any of those mean? I'll let you see.
Well, and yes. All right. Wow. Okay. Slang in your part of town. What you got?
I mean, it's just what I hear my 15-year-old and my 13-year-old say. So it's a rap, definitely is one of them. Yo, you know, bruh and bro. So my son says bruh, my daughter says bro.
Yeah.
The same thing. But it's like, man, it's like all, you know, it's like the same thing. Oh man, check that out, you know, or dude, you know, stuff like that. Yeah. That would be what that means. My daughter recently has been saying garbo. Instead of that's garbage, that's mm-hmm. garbo.
Yeah.
Or instead of that's trash.
Yeah.
And yeah, they say Riz. You ever heard of Riz?
So recently I just started seeing it like online, and I saw like this little YouTube video of you okay over there?
I'm listening, yeah.
Oh, okay. I just hear. I didn't know if that was something on my end or whatever.
No, it's just me.
Similar to back in the day when we used to say spitting game to a girl, you know, mm-hmm. that's what I think. But I could be completely wrong because it's 2023 and I'm old.
Yeah, that would be accurate.
Is it?
Because okay. That's what I asked. Because my son said that one time and I was like, what does that mean? And my daughter eventually told me, you know, and I think he told me too, you know, it was like, you know, how much game do you have or whatever it is, you know, how you talk okay. to the opposite sex, how much charisma you have.
Gotcha.
And then they say like the nectar, meaning that you have, like, you talk sweet or something, like you, like,
what?
You talk nice. You know what I'm trying to say?
What?
Yeah. Yeah.
So put that in a sentence for me.
I mean, they say like, oh man, he got some nice riz.
That don't sound right. That don't sound right. That sounds too much like something else.
Right? Exactly. But no, I'm trying to think, like, bruh.
He got some nice riz. What?
Nice riz. Yeah. Yeah.
And what about he got a sweet nectar?
it's like all right,
that don't sound too,
it's like when appealing, like I've seen somebody say give her the nectar, meaning like, you know, either talk to her like in a nice sweet way or give her like, you know, like this really nice look. Mm-mm. Or like dance for her, like some weird like that.
So. Nah, give her the nectar. That sounds so similar to give her the other word that sounds like Riz.
Hey. It does. So
give her the nectar. Yeah, that's weird. You know, the past few weeks, my youngest, he's the slangologist. Just out of nowhere, I'm talking to him and all of a sudden he says, that's cap, bro. And I'm like, what?
Yeah, that's cap.
And I know what cap means. Cap means you're lying. Why? And I'm just, it always goes through my head, why substitute a three-letter word for another three-letter word? But that's cap, bro.
I can imagine your little baby saying, that's cap, that's money.
He has a bunch of other words too that he's same thing when they're playing video game. I listen to them playing video games online. Mm-hmm. I never knew, like, everything is spamming nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
I still don't 100% know what spamming means, but I'm not in that world anymore, so
yeah,
I can't tell you.
That's funny. I hacked and spam. Yeah, those are definitely,
yeah, he's hacking and spamming
now. So yeah, and then my son the other day was like, man, I'm gonna mess up my streak, my snap streak. And I was like, what is that? Apparently, you know, if you Snapchat every day, you know, it you like have like a streak, and maybe you win, you know, like you get like little perks on the app. Mm-hmm. And then you can even have streaks with some of your friends on there. So if you've been messaging somebody back and forth every single day, you know, you have streaks that, you know, sort of like build up. So he was grounded from his phone for a couple days. So he messed up his streak and he was not happy about it.
Uh-oh.
You know, gotta be better to make sure you don't lose your streak, I guess. So yeah, there's a lot of crazy slang words these days, man. You know, Urban Dictionary is probably like exploded with extra slang words over the past several years. So,
speaking of Urban Dictionary, let's just look. So we ain't got nothing to okay. do. What's let's see. Let me look up that word. What'd you say it was called?
The nectar. Nectar.
Yeah. Nectar.
Give her the nectar. Oh, give her the nectar.
Give me the nectar. Give me that nectar. So that's part of a song. What? She got that sweet nectar. Oh wow. Okay. Well, that's not what that meant.
Maybe I misinterpreted it. Because I'm 40 something, so therefore I probably misinterpret everything.
And here's the thing: when you hear it coming from your kids' mouths, you don't know if it's like a good word or a bad word.
Facts. Yeah.
So nectar could mean fellatio.
Stay away from that one.
The word can also be used to describe either cool, sweet, awesome. Alternatively, it could also be used to describe something bad, randy, or brutal. Yeah.
More like the sweet one. More like
I hope so.
In the case that I was mentioning, that's what it was like.
For all our sake, I sure hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wild, right, though, man. It's wild. You gotta watch out for these kids in these streets, man. They're crazy.
All right. Well, that was it for the voicemails. So, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Thank y'all for the voicemails. All right. So, you have any questions for the day?
Man, I couldn't figure out how to phrase this question, but you've experienced deja vu before, right?
Yeah.
So I've experienced it way too much in my lifetime. And a few years ago, they were talking about, I guess some scientists were saying, just a theory, how deja vu could be something experienced from like a situation from another reality, another universe, like an alternate reality, because, you know, it was theorized that this universe is comprised of multiple universes, infinite universes. So I was like, what would my alternate self be doing in their universe? Would I still be like the same person, or would I be something completely different? What do you think your alternate self would be doing? Would you be a bum? Would you be a president? Would you be that same dude?
I think if I've ever thought of myself in alternate universes, I've probably tried to match them up with something that happens in comic books, right? So I would say that my alternate self would probably be flip-flop. I'd be a working chef or pit master, whatever it is, and that would be my primary job. And then I'd have like a little part-time job that I'm, you know, for something else, and would be highly successful. And then there's an alternate universe that I say the same thing, but not be anywhere near successful at all. So that's what I think. Same type of family dynamic, you know, living in the same area, but, you know, location is a little different depending on, you know, which universe that's in. So one is sort of like a struggling artist. One is, you know, a thriving artist.
Successful
of the moment,
one.
So.
Yeah. Interesting. Yep. I never thought about mine. Part of me is like, man, I could have been a spy in another another reality, another lifetime. True. Could have been a master thief. I don't know where this stuff coming from. Maybe it's the things in my head sometimes. Could have been a loop in the third type person. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It's interesting. I was watching, like I mentioned before we got on, I was watching Ant-Man this past week, and they showed all these alternate versions of Kang the Conqueror. Mm-hmm. Sadly, Jonathan Majors, you stole the show, but you're going through what you're going through. Mm-hmm. So there was just an infinite number of Kang the Conquerors that they showed. Spoiler. Mm-hmm. Well, it's in the trailer, so. So, you know, sometimes those things, I like the science-y aspect of it, the quantum physics aspect of it, of having a multiverse and, you know, having a different reality and seeing, well, you can't really see how it plays out, but just these theories that scientists come up with about it, you know, a lot of people saying how we were talking about Mandela effects. Mm-hmm. How sometimes those Mandela effects, those things that we experience, could possibly be like some type of merging or crossover from another universe into ours. Mm-hmm. And we start to have these thoughts that did happen, but it really didn't happen. Yeah. Maybe it did, maybe it didn't. So just the science behind that, I find it fascinating.
So, yeah, sometimes those things happen to me like in dreams. Like I dream about something random. And then boom, like I'm in the moment. I'm like, hold on a second, I've been here before. You know?
Dude. Like some years ago, I swear it was like every day I was having some type of deja vu. Like I experienced this before. I thought about this stuff before. It was freaking crazy to me. It was insane. Yeah. It was bananas. So anyway, that was my one question of the day. I didn't think of much of anything else.
Yeah. It was a good one, though, man. It's a good one for people to respond to, too. So please leave us a message on that. But, yeah, man, that's a good question. But, yeah, that's all I got, though.
Yeah, that's all I got. Just take your bet from me, boy. Go put it on your bet. Something on another. This boy is...
That's got him.
Yeah, he got a Batman mask. Like the whole thing that goes over the back of his head in the front because he's obsessed with Batman now. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but he's been walking around.
As long as it's not Ben Affleck's Batman, it's fine.
For some reason he likes what's his name, Pattinson, Robert Pattinson's Batman.
That's fine. He likes that. I will subscribe to that.
He likes that one in in the other one, Dark Knight Batman, Christian Bale Batman.
Okay, that's cool. He's good then. He's good in my book.
Yeah, and Michael Keaton's Batman. Michael Keaton's Batman. He doesn't like Batflack is okay. He thinks he's okay, but not. He's not at the top of the list. I think Batnipple Batman. I forgot which one that was. It's not cool with him. So
that's funny.
I don't have anything else. I'm gonna go hang out with my wife. Go grocery shopping.
Yeah,
another day. Cool. I gotta call my mama.
We're gonna go to church, and then we have brunch with the mother-in-law and my wife's niece.
Oh, nice.
So cool. Well, let the people know how they can find us. All
right, people, you can find us Twitter, Instagram, hashtag Blackout Pod. Check us out on your favorite streaming app for podcasts. You can hit us up, Google. No. #blackoutpod@gmail.com, which is, I guess, part of Google if you want to talk about it like that. Sunday mornings, check us out on YouTube. Be part of the show. Chime in, whatever. Or if you really want to chime in, go to the voicemail, 3853-BLAKPC or 385-325-2572. Don't forget to hit up the hooks. Rub.com. Get yourself some hooks. Sprinkle all over your life and your food and your
whatever you got going on to make it tasty.
Yes, indeed.
Yes.
And say hello to your mama for me. On that note, I'm blacking out.
Say hello to your aunties.